just try calling the Lord.
Jesus.
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 Have you ever done that?
This is radio station KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
I've got to. the Lord.
I do it.
I say, Lord. I'm in trouble.
Lord, do it.
Do it for me, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
When I'm in trouble. Read your Bible.
Yeah.
I know you read the story about a blind man that could not see. But we heard about Jesus. Passing down the streets. You know what he said? He said, Lord, stop by. Lord, stop by.
Stop by
and lay your hands on me.
Hey!
I said, Lord.
As we stand, isn't it good to know that the Lord will make a way somehow? And I don't know about anybody else, but I needed that. Thank you, choir. I needed to be reminded that God will make a way somehow. I've said it to you before that there are times when your pastor stands here, feels like I'm carrying the weight of the world on my shoulders, my own stuff, and then many times with your stuff, the Lord will make a way. Somehow I share with our deacons and I thank God for them. They come in every Sunday morning, right after Sunday school, and that's why I'm always pushing for us to, you know, get done on time with Sunday school, because I need the prayers of our deacons, and they come in and they pray with me, and I shared with them this morning that I'm somewhat depressed, I'm down in my spirit, and troubled, worried, as are some of you, and I'll be honest that it has everything to do. Thank you, Brooke Cutright. Thank you. Amen. With the election and the stuff that this president is doing here, in just 3 days, he has rolled back the clock on a lot of hard-fought rights. Amen. People died for. And just to think that if that's 3 days, we got 4 more years of this. And so I left home, didn't really sleep last night, left home despondent and depressed, and drove up to the church, as I said earlier, and God dropped the inkling of joy in my spirit when I saw Deacon Smith walk in here. And then he shared some stuff with me after the other deacons left that further encouraged me. Amen. And just reminded me, amen, no matter what we think about it, no matter how we feel, God is able. He's able. Y'all going to sit down. I don't know what kind of sermon you're going to get today. I thought about, you know, in the military, and y'all help me, those of you who are military, former military, whenever you want to say just what's on your heart. I know there's at ease, but what is it you say when you want to, you say, I think in the movies I've seen it say, "May I speak freely, sir?" Is that how you say it, Brother Babineau? "May I speak freely, sir?" That's how I feel this morning. Thank you, ushers. Y'all can go ahead and sit down. May I just speak freely this morning? Because, I got a whole range of emotions going on. Oh, yeah. Even some cuss words that and y'all know I don't cuss, but just thinking about some of the stuff that has happened, amen. There's some anger there, but at the end of the day, we need to be reminded again, thank you, choir, the Lord will make a way somehow. And I thought about how some folk have been calling me and texting me and on Facebook. Now they're worried. Now they're concerned. They were supporting this administration. You know, they couldn't see a woman there and all of this. And so they were voting this way. They got bamboozled about gay rights and abortion. And I just was thinking about all of that, you know. And I got to give it to the Republicans, and I know some of you are Republican, and I'm no hate against you, but they were very clever, because I was thinking this morning about the whole gay rights thing. The way they beat us with that is they put a face on the whole gay rights thing with the transgender stuff, you know. And I thought about it. I said, do I know anybody who's transgender? And I said, I'm going to just ask y'all. That's why I said, may I speak freely. Do any of you know anyone who is transgender? I'm not talking about transvestite. I had a neighbor that was transvestite. Some days I'd look out my back door and he'd be in his yard as a man. And then some days I'd look out there and he'd be a woman. I'm talking about the way he was dressed. But transgender ain't the same as transvestite. That's folk that just dress up. But transgender means they've actually had some kind of surgery to change themselves from one gender to the other. And I had asked myself, do I know anybody like that? And I said, I don't know anybody. Do you? You know, maybe y'all do. But anyway, the point that I'm making is that is such a small issue. Most of us don't know anybody transgender. And yet they put that face on the whole gay rights thing to get church folk to think, well, we can't support Kamala and the Democrats because, you know. And then I thought about it. I said, one of the biggest Republicans in Leesville, and I'm not going to call a name, one of the biggest donors in Leesville, biggest Republicans in Leesville, is a man who's married to a man. So that says there are gays in the Republicans, gays in the Democrats, and I guarantee you they ain't gonna do no whole lot to fight against gay marriage or whatever, okay? But a lot of us got bamboozled into voting a certain way because of gay rights and abortion. And I said to myself this morning, I said, well, if you don't like gays, just don't be gay. If you don't think abortion is right, don't have one. You know, but we get into problems when we try to force what we think and what we believe on everybody else. I just don't believe. Amen. Sister Everhart, the other one, used to say, God bless you, Sister Everhart. She used to say, every tub has to sit on its own bottom. And the Bible says it like this, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Amen. And so God ain't going to judge us. And y'all ought to shout right through here. He's not going to judge you based upon what your neighbor does. And he's not going to judge your neighbor based upon what you do. You're going to have to answer for yourself. And so I've told some folk that, you know, us liberals, we believe that a person ought to be free to go to hell if they want to. All God calls on us to do is to tell them what thus saith the Lord, tell them what is right, tell them the right way. But at the end of the day, it's up to them, just like it's up to me and it's up to you to do what you ought to do. And if you don't, then you got to answer not to Garner. Thank God. And I ain't got to answer to you, but we all got to one day what? Answer to God. But so many folk from my community were hoodwinked and bamboozled by two issues that caused them to vote a certain way. But thank God, the Lord will make a way. Somehow. No matter who's in the White House, no matter the corruption in the Supreme Court, no matter the corruption in Congress, God is still large and in charge. He's still in charge. He's still in charge. How do I know it, Brother DuBose? Amen. I know because in Revelations, there is this picture of God sitting on the throne. He's not pacing the floor. He's not looking over his shoulder. John says he's sitting on the throne. And I have concluded that the reason he's sitting there is because none of this catches him by surprise. He's not caught off guard by any. He ain't worried. He ain't looking over his shoulder. He ain't scared. God is in control, and we ought to be thankful this morning that no matter who's in Washington, God has the final say. But I get disturbed when you start messing with our civil rights. Amen. I know too many great folk like Dr. King, whom we just celebrated. Amen. And to do it on the heels of Dr. King's birthday. And who's the woman that wouldn't get up off the bus? Rosa Parks. And all these folk, they went through trouble and they had to sacrifice, amen, to get the freedoms that we enjoy. And with the stroke of a pen, with an executive order, amen, stuff can be turned back. And if you ain't worried about that, amen, you're not human. I gotta tell you, I'm your pastor, I'm full of the Holy Ghost, but I'm human. And I worry sometimes. I get depressed sometimes. I get down sometimes. That's why I tell y'all, amen, you need to come to church. Because when I got to church, I was able to see Deacon Smith gliding across the parking lot like he used to before he went through all those surgeries and sickness. And God was telling me then, I can make a way. And then get up in here and the choir and Sister Wesley start singing like a ship that's tossed and driven, battered by an angry sea. But the Lord will make a way somehow. Where are my witnesses here today who can testify that no matter how it